RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, it's Stephen Stepslow, host of Sunny Side Up on Today Radio. It's your breakfast show if you've never heard it before. I also run this thing called Song 2, where we argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important, and we're hoping that musicians and artists around the world will agree with us. Mostly, they don't. And having only recently performed in Luxembourg at the Rotunde, no less, Chastity Belt are on a European leg of promotion for their current LP, the really rather splendid Live, Laugh, Love. Here we quiz Julia and Lydia on the importance of the second song. Please also check out the two-part interview available on RTL Play. Cheers.
Hi, this is Julia from Chastity Belt, and you're listening to Today Radio.
I run a podcast called Song 2, and in that podcast, I try and argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important. I'm asking musicians and artists to talk about track listing and indeed tell us if they agree or disagree. So, Julia and Lydia from Chastity Belt, is the second song on an album the album's best or most important? And if not, why not?
No way.
No, but also I think it just depends on the album. So yeah, I don't think there's like a definitive answer, but I would just say no, because it's not always the second song. It's just like, to me, it's random. I just think it's all personal preference, you know, like maybe like the second song is more oftentimes like a single, but I don't necessarily think singles are the most important songs on an album.
And Lydia, you were shaking your head before I even finished my sentence, so hit me with it.
Yeah, I definitely would not ever think of putting the most important song second. And I think I'm like, how did you come up with that? But tell me later. But I guess, you know, nowadays everyone is thinking about vinyl when they're thinking about song order. Nowadays and older days, but then there was a period when they didn't. And to me, that really, like, those two songs are pretty important, the end of side A and the beginning of side B. And then I feel like last song just is actually important. Like, to me, if I had to say a song that was important, it would be the last song, just because you want to end on something beautiful. I think when I think of listening to music when I was in high school and laying on my bed and having my headphones on, it would always be that last song on like a good rock album that was slower and just like created such a vibe.